This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio. Health and wellness on Joy Drive.
Dr. Evangeline Mantzioros is the Program Director of Nutrition and Food Sciences at the University of South Australia. Good afternoon, Evangeline.
Hello, how are you?
I'm well, thank you, but I'm dying to ask you, have you got an air fryer?
Oh, it's the big question. I don't have an air fryer.
You don't?
I don't. Well, a couple of reasons. Primarily because our kitchen is too small. And so, you know, it's sort of a matter of what can you fit in the cupboards. And, you know, I've got an ice cream maker instead.
Oh, we're all calling into your house. I bought one. I went into one of those. I must have been bored someday. And I went into one of those electrical stores. And this man came up to me. It was really lovely. And it was a quiet day. And he said, oh, this will change your life. And then I think Susie Rong, our TV and film reviewer, said the same thing. She said, oh, an air fryer will change your life. And I thought, well, I better give one a go. Now, Evangeline, so I bought one, just a cheapie.
Yeah.
And I had one of those, you know, those fancy mixers that come in the nice colours on display that I never used, but it always gathered dust, but on my kitchen bench. And it looked really good. It was always a talking point. And I put that away in the cupboard so that I could get this stupid air fryer on the bench and force myself to use it. So, yes, I do have one. But I want to know, how do they differ from frying?
Okay. Well, look, you mentioned some of the things that people have said that it will change your life. And that's the great appeal with them is that, you know, reduced time in cooking, reduced use of oil, so all the costs associated with it. But also the big thing is the reduction in the risks of fire hazards compared to deep frying. And having worked in a burns unit in the hospital many, many years ago, you know, there were quite a few people admitted with burns. So air fryers and deep frying, and we'll just compare those two at the moment. So with deep frying, you place the food in a pan that's got hot boiling oil. And what happens is because the oil is contacting right on the food, let's say the chicken drumstick or the chips, it transfers heat into the food immediately and it cooks it. So that's how deep frying works. And you also get that really crunchy, crispy exterior with deep frying. With air frying, it's a different process. You've got a closed chamber, as everyone knows who's got one. And what happens is hot air steam is blown onto the food in the chamber. And when you put the little bit of oil in there that they suggest, this is quite finely dispersed as fine droplets across the food, causing that food to be cooked as well.
Continue.
I was going to say, I don't know. What do you think about the taste difference about it, Warren? Well, does it compare to deep frying?
I've never deep fried anyway, but I don't, after sort of, I suppose, our segments that we have with you, I'm not so worried about fat because I tend to use the really good fats, you know, the olive oil and all that. Yeah. So I don't view it as an evil thing, but I've never deep fried. But I'll tell you what I do like about it. I use my oven, I've got to clean it. With the air fryer, I throw it in the dishwasher.
There you go. So it is very practical and a lot of those aspects are appealing to people. And you've touched on things that I just wanted to talk about. Okay. So the fat. And a lot of people always say, well, it's best to have low-fat diet. And we still have a little bit of that low-fat diet mania about us. And it's probably a kickback from the 80s where everything was low-fat, right? But fat's actually really important in cooking. A, it transfers heat over really quickly. But the other thing is it can reduce the oxidation of nutrients. So because you're heating things to a high temperature, the fat can act as a protective factor and stops it. With air fryers, you've got high heat, direct contact with the air and no oil. So that means some of the nutrients in the food can potentially oxidize a lot quicker. And that means that particular nutrient will degrade. And everyone has probably witnessed food oxidation. So for example, when you cut up an apple and, you know, you're diverted because you get a phone call or something happens and you come back to it and it's brown after a period of time.
Oh, yes.
And this is actually showing you that oxidation has occurred. Now, it's quite interesting because apples are the ones we always think of. You don't see it with watermelons or strawberries. And that's because apples don't have very high levels of vitamin C in them, which is an antioxidant. So if you get your apple and squeeze lemon juice on it, it won't go brown. And that's because the vitamin C prevents the oxidation.
What a great tip.
Yeah, yeah. So with fruit salads, we often put a little bit of orange juice in there for flavour, but also to protect all the cut up fruit in there so it doesn't oxidise. And that's exactly what's happening in the air fryer if you're not using oil.
What if, Evangeline, so I do a chicken, I chop up all these little chicken pieces and I stick them in my air fryer and they come out so yummy.
Yep.
But in the marinade, I also add a little bit of lime juice as well.
Yep.
Will that prevent oxidation of meat as well, or is it mainly just fruit that it prevents the oxidation with?
That's a really interesting question. And, you know, there's been a little bit of research about what happens to the available nutrients in air-fried food, but not a lot. So let me tell you. So we'll answer that question. We've just got to go the next step. So when things oxidize, they can taste a bit rancid. So when people have had nuts for too long, you know how they taste rancid, all that sort of stuff when it goes a bit off. Now, when you air fry, what the research has shown us is when people have air fried fish without using fat, what we tend to see is those really important fatty acids in fish called the omega-3 fatty acids actually decrease.
Oh.
And this is the same in oysters and omelets. But if they added herbs to the cooking process in the air fryer, it actually, there was an actual increase in the amount of omega-3 fatty acids compared to those that were cooked without the herbs. So that's quite interesting. And it was herbs like chives and parsley. And another study added lemon juice to see what would happen based on what you've just asked, Warren. And in this one, they actually found that it increased the oxidation of the cholesterol.
Oh, so just the herbs, but not the lemon juice we should do.
Yeah, and they think it's because the vitamin C actually denatures in that heat.
Should we also, like, let's say we chop up some fish, because I do this as well, and we mix herbs. Should we sort of, you know, chop it up, put it in a bowl, add some olive oil to it as well, and coat the fish in a bit of oil? Would that help?
Yep. Or add the olive oil to the air frying machine when it says, you know, to add, But you may do it as a marinade to then get the parsley, get chopped up parsley on it, and so it helps coat the fish as well.
Right. Okay. What about the air fryer? I mean, it can get quite hot, I imagine, in such a confined space, and there's a fan in there as well. I mean, to me, it looks like a fan-forced oven just compressed. Let's say you know, you put your food in, and there's some crispy bits on the outside, and the tray underneath has a really yummy sort of thick caramelized. Oh, I just love it. I reckon you're going to tell me that that is bad for me, aren't you?
Yeah, look, that's the interesting thing. And that's got a name, that stuff, and that's where you have that browning occurring of meat. Uh-huh. And it's whether you cook it in the air fryer or in the oven, you get that lovely crispy brown bits of the meat. And they're caramelised, and they're sort of a little bit sweet, and they're just really, really yummy. And that's what contributes a lot of the flavour to these foods. And, yes, you're right. They're not so good, unfortunately. We call them advanced glycation end products, and they're the things that are thought to be in our body that contribute to the aging process. And it gets worse the older as we get when we're less likely to be able to clear them from our body because our kidney function declines. And that's why there's a movement towards the slow food cooking. So like your soup. Warren, your perpetual soup.
Yes, I made it on the weekend. We need to publish this recipe, Evangeline, because we keep talking about, or maybe we need to revisit it another time because it's so good.
I know. I think that should be our next topic, shouldn't it? Because there's been a story about a perpetual soup that's been around for years and years and years.
Let's talk about it next.
Yeah. So that's the thing. The slow cooking reduces that production of that caramelization that's so yummy. So, you know, the more of it you eat, the more problematic it's going to be. And what I've always said is it's the things you do every day that are going to be the problem. The things that are once in a while, you know, Christmas, birthdays, Easter, aren't so problematic, but it's the things that people do every day. The other thing about, air fryer is that, we found that acrylamide, which is classified as a potential carcinogen, doesn't seem to be as high in air fry food compared to deep frying. So that's a good thing. And then when you add more herbs to it and spices, it seems to reduce the levels of acrylamide. So there's pluses and minuses to using an air fryer. And I guess you've got to bear that in mind and think about it. So, you know, what should people do? As you said, a lot of people have air fryers in their kitchens, don't they?
Yeah.
So it's, you know, keeping an eye out for the research, and there's, you know, research being published from time to time about it.
Which you bring to us.
Rule, yeah. But the biggest rule is do not use your air fryer without the oil.
Okay. There you go. Yeah, and they're the sold as low fat. Don't use, no need for oil, but that's biggest mistake. So we use the oil and we need to add spices to our meat.
Yeah, so herbs to the meat. So parsley is what they used in the study.
I'm getting parsley.
That's a pretty common everyday, you know, herb that hopefully most people have a little bit growing in their garden, so it's easy to get to. The other thing is, like when we say have a variable diet, vary the cooking methods that you use. You know, consider, I'd never recommend deep frying simply because of the amount of fat, the temperature that it goes to, the level of acrylamide that is formed, but also the dangers of deep frying. So, you know, you can use shallow frying, grilling, slow cookers, you know, roast. Use a variety of techniques. And when cooking, as we said, use the herbs, particularly when you've got foods that have got those omega-3 fats in them, which are like fish and eggs. But remember, the biggest thing that's going to make a difference to your health is what you're actually eating apart from the cooking methods. So, you know, if you're putting Chico rolls in your air fryer to cook...
Oh, I haven't had one of those for years.
Yeah, I know. Good to know they're Australia-wide and not just in Adelaide, hey? So remember to include fruits, vegetables, beans and legumes. There's been reports recently that people are eating less fruit and vegetables, probably because of the cost of living. But, you know, if you stick to the seasonal stuff, you'll be able to get those in there. And herbs and spices are also going to be important.
And so, if you tune into Evangeline next time, we've got another secret way of bringing you lots of veggies as well that we'll share with you. Evangeline, I love all of this, but you know what I think I'm going to do? I think the message out of this is put the air fryer up in the cupboard and get the slow cooker out, get up a little bit earlier, prepare it in the morning before you go to work, and it's a healthier alternative. Would I be fair in saying that?
Yeah. Look, and the other thing is you can, like when we use our slow cooker, which is what we do have and we have to put it in the garage and bring it out because we don't have room in the kitchen, is you can have enough for two or three meals depending on how many people you've got in your household. So that's the other brilliant aspect. And doesn't food taste better as leftovers?
So much better. Evangeline, you are Program Director of Nutrition and Food Sciences at the University of South Australia. I've got a new study for you, a proposal. I reckon, because we have you on the radio every fortnight here, I reckon you should study the health of the Joy Drive family versus one of those commercial radio stations, you know, with the Chico Roll ad, and let's see who's healthier. I reckon we will be.
I know. I reckon that'll be a brilliant study. I can get one of those radio stations to fund it as well.
Yeah, perfect. We'll talk offline about it. Evangeline, great to chat with you.
Excellent.
We'll chat to you in a couple of weeks. That is Evangeline Mantioris, Program Director of Nutrition and Food Sciences at the University of South Australia.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.